I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tanzania is reeling. The incumbent president was declared the winner of the October 29 election with 98% of the vote, but the opposition's calling fraud. Protests erupted and hundreds have been killed, at least 240 people charged with treason. Ajita Bandiariaga with Transworld Radio says,
when there is unrest in the country, shops will not open, market on which many people rely for the purchase of the goods they use at home, we also not open. So the ordinary people is so much affected.
As TWR serves Tanzania with gospel radio broadcasts,
pray with us for the provision of needed funds so that we can reach more people in the country of Tanzania.
And pray ultimately for Christ's peace. And the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says West Bank violence could spill over and undermine peace efforts in Gaza. But the U.S. is relying on Israeli security to make sure that doesn't happen. Last month, violence in the West Bank reached its highest level since recording started in 2006. Jack Sarrow with Bethlehem Bible College says believers in the region are at risk.
The Jewish settlers that are living in the West Bank, sometimes they even target Christian villages.
Near daily attacks by Israeli settlers are reportedly leading to a record displacement of West Bank Palestinians. Attacks recently hit close to home for the college.
Not long time ago, one of our students, his car was firebombed by settlers in the village of Taibe, just close to Ramallah.
Meanwhile, Palestinian Christians in Gaza are running out of options as winter approaches. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terrence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.